about that plan new insurance policy, which was going to give drivers a discount based on their social media activity. It was all looking good this morning, but it was dropped after Facebook said that actually it broke their rules. Tony Bonsignori's back from Five Live Money. I mean, Admiral Roney hours away, really, from launching this, weren't they? It was all systems go.
Yes, and they were so certain it was going to launch. There was a big PR push, and it was in the newspapers this morning, and everything was on track. It appeared, though, that somebody, Admiral, forgot to ask Facebook whether this was in the rules, and clearly it wasn't in the rules. So what they were essentially proposing was they could get access to your social media data, your Facebook posts, the language you use that data, use a special, very clever program to decide whether you're likely to be a safe driver or not. This was aimed at young people, 17 to 21 year olds. But as you say, Facebook have since confirmed that services like this are against their rules. Effectively, they've blocked it. Well, Dr. David Stilwell is a lecturer in big data analytics at the Judge Business School at the University of Cambridge. He's also developed a very similar program, which we've been playing with here this afternoon. David, how does it work exactly? And give us some examples.
Sure. So we've done some research showing that the things that you like or the things that you talk about on Facebook are linked to some very personal things, such as your personality, that can then be used to predict car insurance. So it's things like someone who likes bungee jumping or whitewater rafting or skydiving, they're much more likely to be a kind of a sensation-seeking person. And that's the kind of person that you're less likely to want to insure because they're more likely to drive fast. And that's what Admiral was trying to avoid.
But it's more subtle than that, though, isn't it? I mean, you know, we've been talking about Phil Collins and Slipknot here and the sort of bands that you like and the language you use as well. Explain to us how the way that you write, say, a Facebook post can affect potentially the cost of your insurance premiums.
Sure. So people who use, for example, lots of exclamation marks, we found they were more extroverted, or who talk about parties, or who even use words like so that elongated O. For some reason, extroverts are more likely to use that kind of language. And it's not driven by theory. So it's not that someone says people who use exclamation marks must be extroverted. That's just what the data shows when you do large scale research. And then given that you can predict their personality, you can decide whether they're a good insurance risk or not.
Some people listening to this, David, will be very, very sceptical and say that nonsense. You cannot possibly assess the driving risk of a 17 to 21 year old based on stuff that they write on Facebook or other social media. You disagree, presumably. How accurate do you think this is?
So when we tested the accuracy of the algorithm, we compared it to the ability of someone's family or friends or even their spouse to predict their personality. And actually, given the average person who's got about 225 different Facebook likes, you can more accurately predict someone's psychology than their friends, than their family, almost as accurate as someone's husband or wife.
So your program is better than people, you claim, at judging other people.
Exactly. It's surprising, actually. So for work colleagues, even though you spend 8 hours a day with them, when they try to predict someone's personality, they're surprisingly inaccurate and they really don't know you well at all.
Well, aside from the accuracy of it or otherwise, it's also a pretty scary world that you're painting here, where companies, in this case, an insurance company or retailers, or there's suggestions in different parts of the world that some credit ratings agencies are potentially looking at using this. There are privacy concerns. Lots of people will be very alarmed that this personal data is being used in this way.
And I can certainly understand. I mean, when you're using Facebook, you're not thinking about, you know, will this impact my ability to get a mortgage? But on the other hand, why should a young person want to be treated like an average young person? So we know that premiums are incredibly high for young people. So it's about £1,300 per year. So that's more than twice my mortgage. So given that actually very few young people do have crashes, as a young person, I would have wanted to show that I'm different from the average young person.
As a young person, though, David, if you knew this was the case, you'd just cut out the exclamation marks, wouldn't you? And change your language and pretend that you like Phil Collins rather than Slipknot and bungee jumping.
Well, it is surprisingly difficult to do, especially over a long time span. So you might be able to do it, let's change my profile just before I'm about to apply for car insurance. but everything you do on Facebook has a timestamp. So you can see that they've done it, you know, within the last week, and therefore they're probably trying to cheat the system. So it might be that what you did 5 years ago has more impact rather than what you did last week.
Okay, thanks, David. That was David Stillwell there from the University of Cambridge. And a listener did ask, did suggest that the city regulator, the FCA, was looking at whether some credit ratings agencies were looking at using social media in this way. The FCA said no, they're not aware of that, and this is an area they would regulate anyway. But we do know that other companies around the world are looking at using information in this way. So this quite possibly could be the future, although not in the next few days for Admiral.
Yeah, well, thank you for clearing that up. Thanks, Tony. Tony Bonsignori for Five.